Previously on Down Gilead Lane.
Maybe you don't know everything, Becca Taylor. You know, I liked you a lot better before your mom walked out on you.
Oh, Tiffany!
What did you say? Did you know that my mom... that Joan used to take me to the processional every year when I was little?
She did.
Oh, I loved it. Because she'd take me shopping for a special dress and we'd go to dinner, just the two of us. And
sweetie.
It was just between me and my mom. You know how she loved all the glamour and all that. She said I was her little princess.
You are a little princess, Becca.
Then why did she leave us?
I've just been thinking a lot about how not having their mom around may be messing them up.
Oh, Ben, you are a wonderful father.
I didn't bring this up to get a pat on the back.
No, but maybe you need to hear it.
Homemade ice cream? You haven't made that in forever, Dad.
Yeah, not since before Mom left.
Luke.
Oh, sorry. It's okay, guys. You don't need to protect me.
Oh, good. Brooke's here.
Well, at least she made it in time for dessert.
Yeah.
It's about time, Brooke. You've got...
Hello, Rebecca.
Brooke, you better tell all the details. Mom?
Sorry, I'm so late. We just finished. Mrs. Taylor?
Hello, Brooke.
When did you...
I don't... Becca. I gotta go. I really gotta go.
Becca, wait.
Becca.
I'm gonna follow her.
Yeah, thanks, Brooke.
I should have called. I just didn't think.
Hey, guys, the ice cream's gonna melt back here. Hurry it up. And Luke, we're not heating the whole Joan.
Ben.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what makes you think you can just...
Luke, please.
But Dad...
It's okay.
What?
Joan, come in. It's cold out there.
Thank you.
I don't believe this. Yeah, come in. Make yourself comfortable. Stay a while. Oh, I forgot. You don't know how to do that,
Luke.
Do you? Becca's with Brooke, Dad. I'll be upstairs.
Son, wait.
Let me know when she's gone.
I'm sorry.
He shouldn't be. I don't blame him.
Can I get you anything?
No, Ben. But thank you. I should have told you I was coming. I just didn't know how.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coffee's ready.
I could smell it upstairs. Mm. Oh, it's exactly what I need if I'm going to wake up today.
Mm. What a night.
I'm just grateful Becca calmed down enough to be able to go home when Ben called last night.
Well... that was only because Joan isn't staying with him.
Yeah. I'm sure he needed his kids with him after he saw her.
I can't imagine what he's thinking right now. Oh, and the kids.
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, it's going to be hard these next few... Well, good morning,
Brooke. Sweetie.
Come on, have a seat.
Morning. Mm.
You don't look like you slept much, honey.
I couldn't really.
Oh, Brooke.
Honey, we know this is hard for you. And we know how much you want to be there for Becca and Luke. But you can only do so much.
She does too, Mikey. Otherwise, she'd never ask the students to do it.
Well, she doesn't expect you to redo the whole classroom, Haley.
Mom, tell Mikey that Mrs. Collins depends on the student she chooses for Student of the Week.
Oh, good morning to you, too.
Morning.
Yes. Morning. And Michael, while Mrs. Collins may not depend upon it, being Student of the Week is a very important job.
See?
Oh. But it's not a big deal. All the kids get a chance.
All right, that's enough. Come on, back upstairs, get your brothers so we can eat breakfast together before church.
All right. Okay.
Good.
And don't come down here till you two get along.
Those two.
Oh, it's always something, isn't it? Well, what do you say, kid? You want to help me make some waffles?
I guess.
Brookie. Yeah, I know this is tough right now. And your mom and I don't know why Joan's come back either. Just when everything's going so well for the Taylors.
That's exactly it, Dad.
But we have to keep trusting God, giving our worries over to Him, because He still knows what He's doing.
But it doesn't make any sense. They're finally getting over her.
Do you think God doesn't know that? Oh, honey, He loves them more than we ever could.
Like everyone in my class. They all think I'm doing way too much for SOTW.
Well, honey,
but Mrs. Collins could really use a new file system. But then I was thinking that there's no way I'd have time to do that, especially since it's already Wednesday.
Yes.
And I'm Student of the Week next week, Mom.
Where have the days gone?
That's what I've been wondering. Seems like just a second ago I was fighting with Mikey about being SOTW.
No, sweetie.
Anyway,
you shouldn't...
I know I have to finish getting ready for school, and I know you're reading, but the whole reason I came down here was because I was reading my Bible this morning, and it was all about the story of Noah. And I think it's so cool that God let me read that this morning. It was perfect.
And why is that?
Because Noah went all out building that ark, and I bet everyone around him thought he was crazy and doing too much, but he didn't listen to them. He just kept on building away, doing his best, like he knew God would want him to do. Didn't he?
He sure did.
And I'm glad I got to read that today. That's all. I'm going to be the best SOTW that I can be.
I'm
morning, Brooke.
Sure you...
I got to go get ready.
Bye. How are you doing, Brooke?
I don't know. It's Wednesday, Mom. And I still haven't gotten to talk to Becca or Luke. Except for in classes and stuff.
I think they just need some time for things to settle.
No, they've both been totally avoiding me, and they're just shutting down. Like, okay, there's a planning meeting for the spring ball tonight after school, right? And Becca told me yesterday she doesn't think she's gonna come.
Maybe she'll change her mind by tonight.
Mom, you know how obsessed Becca is with the spring ball. And she's just kind of throwing it away, like everything else.
Just keep loving her, Brooke, and don't get upset with her.
I'm not upset. I'm just worried.
I know. But you just have to be patient and keep standing by her. Honey, she's going to need you more than ever as soon as she lets her guard down.
I know.
I'll be praying for God to give you strength today at school. And for Becca and Luke, too.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, class. Should we be talking during silent reading?
No.
All right, then. Let's work on that silent part a little bit harder, huh?
Mrs. C. Mrs. Collins.
What is it now, Haley?
I was wondering if now would be a good time for me to go over some of my ideas for Student of the Week with you.
Not again.
Quiet, please. You're doing a wonderful job of preparing for next week, Haley, but this is silent reading time.
I know, but I'm almost done with my book, and I have some really good ideas to make this classroom more efficient.
Oh, really? More efficient?
Yeah. And a little more inviting.
Oh,
like,
really?
We could paint that wall over there light blue, and it would draw a natural flow from the sky outside the windows into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought we might rearrange the desk formation, and I've drawn up a suggested seating chart so that everyone...
Haley.
Yes?
I appreciate all the thought and effort you're putting into becoming SOTW.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But right now, I just want you to focus on being a student, and the students are enjoying silent reading.
But I have so much
Haley.
That I need...
I know you have more wonderful ideas, although I'm sure you remember that the SOTW already has a set list of responsibilities, and they don't need to be added to.
Oh, but I want to.
Okay, well, how about we get together during recess or something?
Okay.
Becca! Hey, Becca, wait up!
What, Brooke? I'm in a rush.
A rush for what? It's the end of the day.
I know. I gotta get home.
No, you don't. The spring ball planning meeting is right now. We can walk over to it together.
Brooke, I don't want to do this.
Come on.
Hi, girls.
Oh, great.
Nice to see you, too. Are you girls headed to the meeting?
Probably not.
We don't know, Tiffany.
What? Becca Taylor not going to something about the spring ball? I never thought I'd see the day.
Tiffany, don't.
What's wrong? Something come up?
Nothing you need to know about.
It's your mother, isn't it?
Tiffany! I said it's nothing you need to know about.
I heard she came back. Must be rough. I mean, she took off without ever looking back, and then she just shows up again. You probably felt like she was just...
Oh, you have no idea what it's like to feel, Tiffany Richter.
Becca, don't.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Well, I have a ball to plan. Take care.
You just have to ignore Rebecca. She doesn't know any better.
Tiffany does it on purpose. She doesn't hurt me.
No.
They all do.
Becca,
why'd she do it, Brooke? Why'd she have to come back?
I don't know.
We were doing okay. You know, we were doing okay.
Haley, would you say grace for us tonight, please?
Sure. Dear God, please watch out for the Taylors tonight, since our mom came back and nobody knows what to do about it. And please help me be organized and everything so I can do the best job I can for Student of the Week starting Monday. Oh, and bless the food to our bodies, and thanks for Mom and Dad who always make such good stuff. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Haley, did you tell Mom and Dad that Mrs. Collins made you stand for recess today?
Michael? She did not.
That's what I heard at recess, too. Can you pass me the potatoes, please, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Be careful. It's hot.
Yeah.
What did you hear, Timmy?
Haley, calm down.
Just that your whole class is getting pretty sick of you. Oh, these potatoes are so good, Mommy.
Oh, thank you.
What do you mean they're sick of me?
They just wish you'd lay off the whole Student of the Week thing. So you should have listened to your big brother.
Oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. Mrs. Collins helped me during recess. They're all just jealous.
Haley, remember what you told me this morning?
Yeah. I bet Noah got a lot of flack for building that ark, but he kept right on going, doing his best at the job he had. And that's what I'm going to do, too.
All right. Okay. Atta girl, Haley. I like how much you're putting into this.
Thank you. And I've already got my whole Saturday planned. I have a lot to get done before Monday hits. Mm-hmm. Actually, Brooke, can you help me on Saturday? I'm redoing the file folders for all the students.
Sorry, Haley. I have to work at the bed and breakfast this Saturday.
That's right. Is Becca working with you?
She's scheduled, but I doubt she'll come.
Why is all this bad stuff happening to the Taylors, Daddy?
Well, we don't know why, Tim, but we have to trust that all things work to the good of those who love God. And God knows what he's doing, even if... we don't understand it, right?
Hey, do you think Becca and Luke are going to come to youth group tonight, Brooke?
No. And if it's okay, I don't think I'm going to go either.
Oh?
Why not?
I want to make sure I get ahead in all my classes so that I don't have to worry about homework on Saturday when I'm working.
Is that the only reason?
And I just need to think.
All right.
Yeah, it's okay this time.
Hey, we got to hurry. Youth group's in 20 minutes.
You're right.
Oh,
you're
okay. You still you're going to skip two, Haley, so you can work on SOTW stuff?
Ha ha. I plan on going all along. And that's why Saturday is going to be such a big day for me.
Oh, all right.
Now, I just have to get Timmy's new markers for these labels. Is somebody gonna get that? Saturday morning at 2. Now one person around to answer the phone. Fine, I'll get it. Hello? 2. Morrison residence.
Hi, Haley. You getting sick?
No way, Becca. I'm student of the week starting Monday. I'm not 2. Sick.
Oh, okay. Is Brooke there?
Yeah. 2. Oh, you going into work today?
No, can I talk to Brooke?
Oh, sure. Hold on a sec. Brooke! Brooke, Becca's on the phone.
Thanks. I got it up here.
Okay. She's coming, Becca.
Becca?
Hi.
Haley, hang up. Go ask Mom for some medicine.
I'm not sick. Bye.
Hi, Becca. You coming into the B&B with me today?
No. Will you tell Mrs. Donner I'm sorry for not showing up? I called her and everything, but I know managers hate that.
Sure. She won't care as much as Ms. Kopeck would have.
Yeah. Well, I called you because I just wanted to give you the heads up. I found out Joan's staying there.
Staying where?
At the bed and breakfast.
Oh, are you kidding?
I wish. Dad picked her up last night so they could go get something to eat.
He saw her?
You know Dad. Anyway, I didn't want you to, like, freak out if you see her there today.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, I gotta go. Oh, and could you just leave a note for Mrs. Donner or tell her that I just can't come back into work until Joan's gone?
Sure. Maybe I'll see you later?
Maybe. Look, I gotta go, Brooke.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That's fine, Brooke. I'll make the adjustments to the schedule. You tell Rebecca I'm thinking about her.
Thanks, Mrs. Donner.
Now, if you can just cover the desk and help the guests with anything that they might need, everything else is completed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll be back in my office if you need anything.
Thanks. Good morning, Coleraine Bed and Breakfast. How can I help you? How do you spell that? That's right, Mr. Neiman. We have a new manager, Mrs. Donner. She took over for Ms. Kopeck this past summer. Right. Check-in is still any time after 3 p.m. No problem. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Hello, Brooke.
Oh, Mrs. Taylor. I mean, Mrs. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you probably aren't called that anymore, are you?
Actually, I never changed my name. You were right. It's still Taylor.
Oh. So, did we forget to put something in your room? Oh. Can I get you anything?
No, thank you. I'm fine. I just came down to say hello.
To me? How did you know I work here?
When Mr. Taylor picked me up the other night, he told me that both you and Rebecca have jobs here.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's fun to work with your best friend.
Yep.
I can't believe you girls have jobs and Luke working at the store. It's unbelievable how much you've all grown up since... Well, it's just been a long time.
4 years.
Yeah. 4 years. Is Rebecca coming in today?
No. She won't be here.
Oh, Mrs. Donner said she was scheduled for this Saturday.
She was. But she won't be coming back until, well, you know.
Yes. Well, better let you get back to work.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure. It's good to see you, Brooke. You're a good friend.
Hey, Timothy! Hurry up in there. It's bedtime. We have church tomorrow.
But I've not been with my bath yet.
Oh. Well, you're going to turn into a prune if you stay in there any longer, pal. Come on, hurry up.
Dad, I think Haley's getting sick. Well, we were just in her room, and she looks pretty greenish.
He's not kidding, Dad. She's actually green.
What? Oh. Thanks, boys. Yeah, I'll go check on her. Where's Mom?
She and Brooke are cleaning up the kitchen.
Oh, that's right. Timmy, you have 5 minutes to be out of that tub and into your PJs.
Okay.
Please, God, let me get better by tomorrow night. I have to be at school on Monday if I'm gonna be SOTW. Please don't let me be sick. Amen.
Oh, honey, you look terrible.
Dad!
I'm sorry. Here, come on, look up. Let me feel your forehead. You're warm.
No, I'm not. I'm especially not by tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, baby, you're even more stuffed up than you were this morning.
I'm not stuffed up.
Yes, you are. Does she have a fever?
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be gone by tomorrow.
I hope so. You just stay right here. I'll go fix some tea and bring up some more medicine.
I have to go to school Monday.
Shh, sweetie, you need to get some rest. Right, we'll see how you feel tomorrow night.
I won't be sick.
Good.
The worst part was seeing Mr. Taylor all alone at church this morning.
Mom and Dad said that he probably didn't want to force Luke or Becca to come. And the thing is I'm not mad at Becca or Luke. I'm just really confused. And worried, I guess. Mom and Dad just keep telling me that God is bigger than we are, and he knows what he's doing. But that doesn't make it easier. It doesn't make sense either. Joan Taylor said that I was a good friend when I saw her yesterday. Dear God, please help that to be true. Help me to be a good friend to Becca and Luke, because I don't understand what you're doing. And even though Mom and Dad keep telling me that it's what I need to do, I'm having a really hard time trusting you right now.
Oh, Haley, you sound worse than ever.
Don't say that. I'm not sick.
Well, you sure look sick to me.
I can't be sick. I'm student of the week, starting tomorrow.
I don't think Mom and Dad are going to let you go to school.
Nuh-uh.
I'm sorry to say it, honey, but the boys are right.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere tomorrow, kid.
Mm-mm. But I really...
Figures.
I knew this would happen.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, boys, what is that supposed to mean?
I just saw it coming, that's all.
Me too. I just saw it coming.
Oh, really? So you boys think you know why our little Haley can't go to school tomorrow?
Yeah, pretty much.
I have my ideas.
Timothy, why do you think your sister's sick?
She should have prayed harder.
I did pray hard.
Well, all I know is that one time Mikey was sick, remember, and he prayed, and he got better.
That's right, I did.
Hey, oh, Michael, what's your theory about Haley's cold?
Well, I just think God's probably punishing her.
Punishing me?
Let him finish, huh?
You know how she was being all annoying and everything?
Hey!
Sorry, yes. But she was probably getting prideful and stuff.
So you think Haley is sick because she had been sinning?
Yep, she sinned.
Oh, bless
you.
No, Haley, please, just hold on a second now, all right? Do you think that you were sinful leading up to this week?
No, Dad, I really don't.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, I just wanted to do my best, you know?
Sure.
I prayed about everything, and...
Can I?
Oh, bless you.
I don't know. Do you think I sinned?
Oh, as far as your mom and I can see, Hale Bob, no. Of course, God's the only one who knows your heart completely, but we're pretty sure you're not sick right now because you did something wrong.
It was just a shot in the dark.
All right. Well, next time maybe you boys shouldn't be so quick to judge, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then why is she so sick?
Well, Tim, sometimes God will send trials our way. Put us through some pretty tough times because he's working on our insides.
Oh, why do you have to do it now? Doesn't he know this is a pretty big week for me?
Well, that's what makes it a trial, honey.
Yeah, God takes these times to shape us, Haley. To dig around inside us and make our character stronger and more beautiful.
So that he can use us in bigger and more important ways than we can ever imagine.
Student of the Week is a pretty big way, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. But you know, believe it or not, God may have even bigger things in store for you. We can trust him, kiddo. He doesn't put us through painful times for no reason.
Oh, yes. I guess not.
Good girl. And you won't be upset when you have to stay home in the morning.
Well, will you make me some special tea and toast?
I probably will.
And maybe you can sit and read with me a while?
I think I can arrange that.
Hey, can I stay home too?
Oh,
and maybe
go.
I can have all the ice cream I could eat.
Oh, yeah.
I was sick.
You're sick, kiddo.
Okay, okay. No ice cream.
No
ice
cream.
Okay,
yeah. Today's episode was based in part on the Book of Job in the Old Testament of the Holy Bible. We invite you to get together as a family and study this true story of a man who was considered blameless and upright in the eyes of God, but even still had to endure many great trials. Today's episode, Snot Fair, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported radio outreach. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Steve Odell, with music by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. We'll see you again next time, down Gilead Lane.